We are live. Well, we're not live, but we're
Oh, we're
recording.
not.
No,
Oh.
I mean, we're live, but
Yeah,
it's
I
not.
got it. I got it.
By the time people hear this, it will be in the past. But what is time anyway?
I feel like you say that kind of frequently.
What
What
is
is
time?
time?
But what is time? Genuinely, I was having a conversation with a friend who basically said to me that the past doesn't exist because it's gone, and the present also doesn't exist because it hasn't happened yet. For example, you can say, like, when people go, "Oh, I'm planning on this event happening at some point in time," that's not real. You know, that's all in your head. The only thing that is real is right now. So when you think about the passage of time, what is time?
Is that supposed to be a way to help live in the present and not worry about the past or the future? Is that why she says that?
I think that, but also when you think about life in general, and then you think, okay, well, we as humans kind of invented time, form of timekeeping, but we can't go back in time, we can't go forward in time. We can only ex the only truth, true experience we have is literally right now, this time, in this moment right now. Like a few minutes ago when we started, that's gone. That doesn't exist anymore. Which begs the question of what is time?
So you don't believe in time travel?
I want to believe in time travel. I think that'd be really cool. Do you believe in time travel?
I don't believe in time travel in like the Back to the Future sense. Have you ever seen Back to the Future?
Of course, I love Back to the Future.
Oh, okay, cool. So I don't believe in time travel like in that way, but I do think the concept of time and space and light years and travel, you know, like time is different in space than it is on Earth,
Yes.
then maybe there's something there.
Let's ask that age-old question. Christine, if you could go back in time, one time only, and you can still come back to this moment, where are you going to go? Where are you going to go?
I could go back anytime, not just within my lifetime, right? Okay.
Anytime.
Okay. When I go back? I think maybe I would go back in like, I don't know. That's a really hard question.
I know.
Because I want to go back when things were good. You know, my original answer was going to be like the 1960s because I think it would be cool to experience that. But there, you know, it was a lot of civil unrest then, so I'm not sure. But
Know it's tough. And I suppose it's a difficult question to answer because our experience of this time is it's all we have, right? We just have this one life that we can experience. Maybe we'll be able to invent time travel, but for now, we can only be here, right now. This is our experience. This is our life. And I want to talk about that today. Welcome back, everybody.
I wish people could see you.
Why? Because I'm so awkward.
You look like you're breaching. Big arms.
Just want everyone to, be excited to be back listening to us chat about topics of our choosing.
So, what are we talking about today, Kylie?
I really, really want to talk about a very fun subject called death.
Why do you want to talk about death?
I don't think I believe in it, so I think it might
You
be
don't
good to.
think you don't believe in dying?
No, I don't think so, no.
I don't understand.
But I don't believe in it as a concept because I don't think I'd be able to function in life if I believed in it or accepted it.
Okay. So you're in denial about people dying.
No, not people, just me.
Oh, okay. So you, okay. So you don't want to accept that one day you will die because you think it would cripple you.
Yes, I know it would. I know.
What specifically about it? just the thought of dying in general, or the thought that you don't know when you'll die, or that it could happen when you're not, you know, when you're younger versus older?
Well, I think it's all of those things. I've always had this morbid, I wouldn't even say morbid fascination, morbid curiosity about it. And when I was younger, you obviously hear of people dying all the time, right? These things happening to other people, but it never had been a personal experience. And then when I did encounter a personal experience, my first grandparent who passed away was like, oh, this is a thing that happens, right? And then this happened when I was quite young. And then I kind of had this really morbid thought that I wasn't going to make it past 30. And yeah, I know, it's really uncomfortable and unsettling. And even though it's like Schrodinger's death, right? It's not true, but it's not untrue, right? Because I'm here and I am not 30 yet. But when I've told myself this enough times to be terrified for my birthday this year and thinking, I don't know what's going to happen. So it's that. And it's also, I don't know when, I don't know how, I don't want it to happen. I just want to keep going and going and going and going and going, like the queen. You look so, I don't even know if that's shock. I'm trying to think about what emotion that is.
No, it's just interesting. It's interesting. I never really thought about myself. It's actually like really uncomfortable talking about, because now we're thinking about it.
Mm-hmm. Hashtag hot topics.
Yeah. I've never really like thought of myself and death.
Mm-hmm.
And have been worried about dying.
Yeah.
But I also am a bit of a nervous person. Like, I don't like taking a lot of physical risks because I do have a fear of getting hurt.
Right.
But I guess I haven't like been specifically worried about something happening to me where I die at a young age. Unless I'm watching a show or a movie and the person has cancer and they're like 25, and then I'm like, oh my God, what would happen if I got cancer and I died right now? I'd be so upset.
I would also be so upset. There's like so many clothes I've bought that I haven't worn yet because I haven't, you know, lost the weight that I, you know, the thing where you buy clothes too small so you can lose the weight. And I haven't had a chance to
wear them. No, don't do that.
I know, that's very stupid. But there's so many things I want to do, right?
I hope more things that are beyond, you didn't wear that outfit.
Yes, it is. There are more things. Definitely traveling a little bit, doing some more hikes, making more friends, writing my book, wearing those clothes. I'm just kidding. Yeah. But this is also why I wanted to talk about it, because it's actually been on my mind lately quite a lot, and not just because of the impending impending doom that is my 30th, but also just this concept that I'm struggling to kind of come to terms with. Because, okay, so maybe I should start with the backstory, right? So a few years ago, I lost my dad, and I sort of I sort of was in denial about that. I think for a long time, I tried to convince myself that, this is going to sound so movie-like, I tried to convince myself he was some kind of secret agent and faked his death, right? And any day he was going to get contacted by like his handler, or I was going to be like walking down the street and some limo would grab me, and then the guys would be like, listen, this is the truth, you know? And the more I've been in therapy and have been working through these thoughts, I've realized that that's probably not the case. And I've been so confronted with this concept, well, not more than just a concept, with this idea of death. So it's now someone else, but it's also me by extension, thinking, okay, that happened to someone that I really cared about. That could possibly happen to me, but maybe not, you know, you never know.
Do you mean Do you mean the way in which he passed away could happen to you? Because I mean, I'm sorry to tell you, Kylie, but like, you will die one day.
Nah, probably not though. Probably not.
Okay.
Yeah, it'll be fine. See, super in denial about it. And this is what's been happening. So I don't know if you've heard of an existential crisis, but I'm definitely teetering between going through it and just completely getting distracted by anything that I can get distracted by so I can continue to live a life where I'm functional and happy. And so basically with existential crises, it's where you literally just question your entire existence just to the point where you can almost drive yourself crazy if you do this too often, which is kind of, I wouldn't say that's what happened to me because I don't think I went crazy, but I think I just got so anxious and so like nothing felt real. It's like looking around and questioning everything and going, the only thing that's actually real is your consciousness, right? We are just these flesh mobiles waltzing around with a consciousness, which sucks, which is great, and it sucks equal parts because it's great because we get to experience life and we get to exist and we get to have experiences, but it also sucks because someone birthed us and now we have to be birthed and also deathed. So I think that's what I'm sort of battling with at the moment.
Meaning, I didn't ask for this and now I have to deal with it.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Okay.
Not happy about that.
You're not happy about not choosing to exist.
I'm not happy about it. I'm terrified thinking about the fact that oh, you know what? I think it might be related to the fact that I don't know what's going to happen. What would make it feel better? Would that make it, would I feel better if I had an inkling of what might happen? Because if I did, then maybe I would know what to do to make that situation better, which is kind of how I, oh, this is a very risky thing to say, but it's kind of how I feel a bit about organized religion in a sense that it gives people structure and peace of mind of if I behave in a certain way, then when I die, even though I have no idea what's to come, whatever that is, it's going to be a favorable condition because of how I am now. And yeah, I don't know. Just struggling with this whole, all of these thoughts. So now I'm going to chat to you about it
Oh.
so you can help me struggle through them.
Okay. Well, I mean, I think I understand how you feel about not knowing what's going to happen, but I also think that's the beauty of life, that you get to try things out and make decisions and pivot and people.
Yeah, that Friends reference. Ross on the couch. Yeah, okay.
You know, I guess I used to worry a lot about the future and making the right decisions so that I had a good future, but now I'm sort of like, just live.
Yeah,
You
YOLO.
know, I try not to put too much weight on like I'm gonna ruin my life thing.
What does
Do you know what
ruin
I
your
mean?
life
Like if
even mean?
I
Like, Christine, what does it mean to ruin your life? To end your life?
I don't know. No, I don't mean it like that. I mean I try not to over I'm trying to not overthink decisions because I'm afraid of the outcome. Like let's take our move. I could have overthought myself out of that. Right? Why leave an area we've lived in for a while? We have a house, we have friends, we have jobs here. We could move down there and hate it, and I could not be able to keep my job anymore, and I'll have to get a new job. And what if I can't find a new job? And you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's sort of like the what if, playing the what if game.
Ooh, that's a dangerous game. Very dangerous.
So I really try not to live my life like that anymore. I mean, I don't know. I'm not like that great at it, but I try at least.
Basically, you don't want to live in fear. Because living in fear is, if you live in fear, I think you put yourself at risk of making decisions that are not true to what you want, potentially.
Right. I mean, I think I understand your perspective a little bit, especially about that existential crisis.
Yeah.
Especially, you know, turning 30, that's a milestone for people. And
but why? It's just a number. That's what everyone
it's
says.
It's just a number. I mean, I didn't really care when I turned 30. I was actually sort of excited about it. I didn't really like my 20s that much. And I felt like when I entered my 30s, I felt like I could be more true to myself in a way, even though I'm still struggling with that. I just felt like a little bit more comfortable. I don't know. Even though, you know, I still struggle and I'm in my upper half of my 30s. So.
Okay.
But if you think about it in the way that your friend does, where there's no past or present, then there's nothing for you to not know about because it hasn't happened yet. So it doesn't exist.
I know, and that's great. You know, I guess we're in the here and the now, and to some extent, I think I also kind of YOLO my life in a sense. I don't want to plan too much, but I wouldn't say that I'm scared of making the wrong decision necessarily, because at the moment, I don't think I'm making many decisions. I'm just sort of coasting through this COVID situation, and it's a bit silly, all the things I think about, but I almost just want to make it past my birthday and then be like, yes, I did it.
Do you think you're going to turn 30, like on the clock is going to strike?
I don't know.
And you're going to be 30 and you're just going to drop dead?
I hope not.
You know, we realize that's ridiculous, right?
Oh, I know.
Okay.
It's just when you repeat something to yourself enough, I wouldn't say I'm convinced. I think it's just a big fear. And I think also the age fear is more about when I was younger, probably thinking, oh my gosh, 30, that's ancient, right? But now that I'm in it, it's like, this is where I am right now. And I'm basically still a child. So
oh yeah. Still, oh yeah.
There's room to grow. There's room for improvement.
That's a lie that, I don't know, society has told us, our parents have told us. I don't know. Someone's at fault for this, but it's a lie that you're going to reach a certain age and feel like an adult.
Really? Great.
Yeah. Even my dad, he's like, he's turning 60 this year and he's like, I don't feel like an adult. Why doesn't anyone tell you that when you're a kid?
Yeah, that would be super helpful, because I definitely feel like a kid most of the time, just playful and wanting to have a good time. But I'll tell you what, I was not having a good time a few weeks ago when I was really experiencing this. It was like a fit of existential crisis going on in my head. And it was wild because I wasn't drunk. I was completely sober. I was with friends. We'd gone away for the weekend. We'd had a really relaxing time. And I just woke up on the Sunday and I just started like going through all these thoughts, like what is real? What is reality? What is life? Is everything I'm seeing, is that really happening? Is it just a manifestation in my brain? It was honestly really, really terrifying. And as someone that probably relates to anxiety, it wasn't a good time. But I do wonder if it's just because I am kind of, well, I at the time was concurrently dealing with the death of my dad and having to really accept that that's what death is, that it's this finality that you cannot change, or decide, you know?
I will say, maybe this will make you feel a little bit better. I don't have, I don't have anxiety or like issues thinking about my own death. I guess I just don't really think about that. Not like in a, and not in a, not, I'm not avoiding. I just, it's not something that I think about.
Right.
Unless, like I said, I'm watching something where someone dies young and then I'm like, oh my God, I haven't lived my life. But I do have a lot of anxiety
Yeah.
about someone that I love getting hurt and potentially dying. That's
Yeah.
like a lot of how my anxiety actually manifests. And it's only at night I get like nervous and then I start thinking about, oh my God, well, what if this X happens to Y person and
How would I
I won't
cope?
be able to deal with it? And yeah, and I, it's usually when I've, when I'm in an anxious place, or maybe I've watched something that's triggered that. It's not great. I really,
No, it doesn't sound fun.
yeah,
No,
it's not great.
I don't recommend continuing those thoughts. So really,
Yeah,
it's not fun.
it's not healthy.
I definitely have those thoughts as well. But I also know that I have those thoughts because I'm trying to almost deal with my reaction now, as opposed to letting it happen and then having a reaction, which sounds really
But you're
weird.
trying to prepare yourself
Yeah, a little
so that
bit.
so it's not as bad when it actually ha if it actually happens.
Yeah, kind of.
I mean, I kind of get that. Kind of get, but then it's, but
But you can't prepare. Yeah, you can't prepare for
yeah.
that. You can't, well,
I mean, you shouldn't either. I mean,
if you shouldn't, then what is the
I
point of life insurance, right? If there's
mean, no, I mean emotionally, like I you know, it's like you're just torturing yourself
Yeah.
thinking about something that may not even happen.
Also true.
You
Also true.
know?
Yeah.
I mean, it's different if you're dealing with a terminal illness and you know that it's going to happen. And obviously, there are ways that you can deal with it, but meaning therapy.
Yeah, therapy's fantastic.
You know?
I wonder if we have any Ask the Public, ATP. ATP, ask the public. Did we ask the public? What did the public say?
We did. Okay. We asked a few questions. Hold on, I lost. So we asked three questions. The first was, what do you think happens after you die?
Good question.
My cousin said, I hope I'm on a beach floating in clear blue waters with a margarita and all the carbs in the world.
That's beautiful. Oh, I want to do that now.
And then I actually had a conversation with my friend about this, and her and I have similar thoughts on this. So she thinks that you are in a place, and it's probably like maybe your most favorite place. So maybe you're at the beach, as an example, and all of the people that you love that have also passed away are there. But she said that she thinks that you remember people, or you have the image of them, and then your image is how is the age at which you knew each other.
Okay. Like the age at which they died.
Or like let's say it's a grandparent, like you might be more represented to them as a child if that's when they, you know, like if they died when you were a kid.
Got it.
Sort of like you remember people, it's the way you remembered them.
Yeah, I like that.
So I kind of think the same. I think that you're in a happy, idealistic place, and you're just with all the people that
You love.
you love.
And lots of dogs, right?
Lots of dogs, but not the ones that slobber.
You sure, just the non-slobbery
If you are a dog that has a lot of drool,
Yeah, you're
or those
out.
little yappers. Yappers are out too.
Got it. They go to the other place.
There's some rules.
Got it. So where do the yappers and the slobbers go?
Somewhere else. I don't care. I don't just don't need to deal with that.
That's amazing. So very, very quick, slight segue slash, I also spoke to a friend and I said, what is, what is the ideal for after death? And she said she just wants to be surrounded by all of the golden retrievers and labs in the world. And coincidentally, the next day, I went hiking and there was this family of golden retrievers on the mountain. Literally, there were about seven of them. So I just sent her the photo and she was like, yep, that's where I want to be. Immersed in
Nice.
the golden dog kingdom.
Yeah.
And
What do you think happens?
what do I think happens?
Yeah.
It's really tough because the realist in me kind of wants to say nothing. That you kind of just, it's the big sleep, right? That it's like you're conscious. I don't know what happens to your consciousness, but I mean your body kind of, I don't know. I don't like thinking about it. Let's talk about it through other people. What happens to other people when they die? I think I also like to think about it as this. I don't even know if I can call it a place because what is a place with death? I don't know. This realm where the people that have crossed over are all having some really great party together, and I get to be part of the party. But I don't know. I wanted to tell you there's this. I don't know if you've seen The Invention of Lying, the film.
Who's in that?
Ricky Gervais, he wrote it and stars in it and probably directs it and made the choreography. But there's.
The choreography, is there a dance scene?
I'm just kidding. I wish there was. No, but.
Oh no, I really hate when a show
Yeah.
does a musical episode.
Why?
I
Fun.
hate it.
Okay. Because
Why?
it's so
Oh, it makes me
fun.
so annoyed. I'm not watching that
What
episode.
about the Scrubs episode with the musical, the girl with the brain tumor, spoiler, and then it.
I am not watching any, no matter if it's my favorite show and they do a musical episode, I am not watching that.
Wow. Okay. Got it. What if
It
you're
makes me so angry.
what if when you die, like when you what if specifically when you die, your death becomes like your life after death or whatever the case is, which is an oxymoron, no, is one big musical.
That would be hell.
Hilarious. You should just join
That
in.
would be my hell.
Welcome to death. It's gonna be fun.
I don't hate musicals.
Oh, okay. Just musical episode.
I'll go see a play, but that's supposed to be a musical. It's not a show, and then you ran out of ideas for the season, so you threw in a musical episode.
I see.
Because we know that's what it is. So I
Yeah.
have seen The Invention of Lying, but it's
Oh,
been
cool.
quite a long time. So I actually do not remember any of it. And now I want to
Okay.
rewatch it because I have a personality crush on Ricky Gervais.
I'm going to pretend you didn't say that. but I don't care for his comedy, but I really, really like his TV series. And then this film, The Invention of Lying, which is basically a movie about everybody in the movie can't, like no one can tell a lie except for Ricky Gervais's character. He starts being able to lie. And there's a scene when his mom, ooh, I don't know if it's going to be a spoiler, but his mom is not doing very well and she's in the hospital and he goes to visit her and she just looks at him and she's like, I am so scared of dying and I don't know what's going to happen. And he just holds her hand and he's like, don't worry, mom, it's just when you die, it's just going to be all of the candy you've ever wanted and there's going to be all the cute dogs and everyone you've ever loved is going to be there and everyone is standing around. And because no one can lie, everyone's like, oh my gosh, this man is a prophet. Like, this is amazing. This is exactly what's going to happen. Which is kind of his commentary on a few things, which we can chat about maybe in another episode. But I just think it's a really, I love the idea of thinking about it in a positive way, because that definitely helps me. Yeah, and that's what I think.
What scares me about death is not having lived a full life. That, like, if I died tomorrow, I'd be so friggin' pissed.
Yeah, because we haven't released the episode yet.
Because we haven't released the episode yet. And because there are just things that I want to do that I haven't done yet. You know, I don't feel satisfied professionally. And that's a big issue for me as of late. And, you know, I've always wanted to, like, write a book and get back into painting and learn how to surf and travel all these places. And I would just be really friggin' mad
It
if I
doesn't.
didn't get to do all of that.
I see. I feel like I can solve two-thirds of your problem, but it has to be after
You
Corona.
can.
Yeah, I feel like I can solve them. I think if you come, yeah, if you come visit me in Cape Town, I think number one, we can go for surf lessons. That'll be really fun because there's
Do you know how to surf?
no way, but there's lots of surfing going on here. Oh, I can't surf.
Okay. All right. So that's two checks,
That's two checks.
killing two birds with one stone.
Right. I also want to write a book so we can do like a writer's retreat where we force ourselves to sit down without our phones and write our book. And I can't remember what the others were, but definitely those. Problem solved.
Maybe our podcast will eventually become such a hit when we actually are consistent about it
Yeah.
that we'll get a book deal like the My Favorite Murder people.
Oh, that sounds amazing. Don't let the podcast die. You know, because death.
Is that what the
No, it's just we're talking about death. So I just wanted to say we
oh.
can't let the podcast die because otherwise we won't be able to sign that sweet, sweet book deal.
True.
Amazing. Oh,
Oh,
sorry, you wanted to say something before I rudely.
I didn't know if you wanted to finish the questions.
Oh, well, we didn't speak about euthanasia. What are your thoughts on euthanasia? Yeah, tell me.
So, two people. Well, I'm gonna tell you what the public said
Yes,
first.
ATP.
One person's yeah, ATP. One person said, "I believe people should have the right to choose when they die, especially if they're terminally ill."
Cool.
Another person said, "If I'm a vegetable, I don't want to be a burden to my family." So, I mean, I agree. I think, especially with terminal illness, like if you're in a lot of pain and you know you're going to die anyway, like why not go out on your own terms? And then I would definitely not want to be a vegetable.
No.
No, would you?
I just want to hold on, man. I just want to hold on because I might rally through. You know what Give me my bionic legs, eyes, face. I'm just going to keep going. I'm going to be the Tin Woman. Nah, probably not.
With no brain.
Now I want a new brain. Yeah, well, give me a new brain.
Luck.
Probably not. You're right. Who wants to live in pain? I don't.
Do you feel any better?
I do actually feel a bit better. But I know my brain is going to just focus on something completely different after this, like maybe go get an ice cream.
I mean, that sounds like a great idea.
Oh, yeah. No, definitely. No, I do feel a bit better. Thank you for that. Thank you for this episode. I was going to say thanks for the chat, but thanks for the chat.
Yeah, thanks for the
It was
chat.
good. This was definitely a very hard topic for me. I will say that.
That's what we're here for.
Exactly. If there is potentially a hard topic that you would like us to discuss on your behalf, let us know. We have an email address.
Or
Oh,
be a guest.
yeah, or. Ooh, I didn't know we were taking guests.
Why not?
Yeah, I think that's a great idea. Do you want to be a guest on our show? Silence. I think they're saying yes. I take their silence as tacit compliance. How would they apply? Not apply. How would they take
Yeah, they have to apply.
to apply? The very stringent recruitment process. Yeah.
We're not just going to take anyone. Come on.
No, really. You can send us an email at hardtopicspodcast@gmail.com. You can find us on Instagram at Hard Topics Podcast. Yep. at Hot Topics Podcast, and exactly the same with Facebook, Hot Topics Podcast. Like and subscribe, tell your friends, not your dead ones.
That wasn't funny, but it was funny.
Well, that's all I have to say about death. So,
all right.
Okay.
Thank you for joining us on this episode of Hard Topics. I'm Christine.
And I'm Kylie.
See you next time.